Sachem, chapter 1, Mishnah 3. This Mishnah is going to go into what happens if a person forgets to search on the night before Pesach. It says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bodkin or Arba Asar, if a person has to search on the night of the 14th, if he forgets, Uba Arba Asar Shachris, the next morning, the morning of the 14th, he would be required to search then, Uba Shas Habur, and also if he forgets then, he needs to search all the way until the time of the removal of the Chometz, the time of Bir, which is the hour, the beginning of the sixth hour, which is the hour before noon. So all the while Chometz, before the time of Bir, before the time that the Chometz has to be destroyed, he needs to search all the way up until that time. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that after that time, a person shouldn't search. And his reason is that he's worried that a person will actually find some chometz while he's searching and forget himself, and that he will come to eat the chometz. And so says Rabbi Yehuda, if he gets to that point that chometz is forbidden, it would be better that he actually doesn't search from then onwards. The rabbis disagree. Lo badak or Abba Asar, if he doesn't search in the night before Pesach, yivdoch b'soy chamoed, he would have to search even during the festival. The festival of Pesach, even any time during the festival of Pesach, if he hasn't searched, he is still obligated to do the search. And not only that, Yivdoch la'achar hamoed, says the Mishnah, the rabbis hold that if he doesn't search all the way through Pesach, he even has to search after Pesach. And the reason being that it is forbidden to derive benefit from chometz that is in a Jew's possession during Pesach. We'll learn that later, that it is forbidden. If a Jew owns chometz on Pesach, it is forbidden to get benefit from that chometz. So here, even if Pesach has passed, and this particular Jew hasn't done his search, we would want him to do his search even after Pesach to identify any chometz that he had during Pesach to remove it, to destroy it. Uma shemeshar yenichenu betzina, and that he leaves behind. This is now talking about a person who searches for chometz on the night of the 14th, the night before Pesach. So if he wants to leave something behind for breakfast, he should put it aside in a guarded place, so that he doesn't have to search for it afterwards. So if a person wants to, if it's the night before Pesach, and he wants to leave over some bread for breakfast the next morning, he wants to have toast for breakfast, he's got to put that bread in a guarded place, and then he knows exactly where it is, and then he doesn't have to search again. Brings down the commentaries that quotes the Gemara that if a person goes to find the bread and it's missing, so then he's got to redo the search. He's now obligated to redo the search because the bread that he put aside has gone astray. Also, the halacha is like the sages, that if a person hasn't done his search even through Pesach, he would need to do the search even after Pesach. That is the halacha.